everybody. My name is Leng Ngoc Trọng. Now I'm the PhD student under supervising of Sivin Kaprit at Observatoire de Paris and PLSF at Econ Norman Sebeck here at the Paris. And I also working with Phạm Tuyết Nhung from Department of Astrophysics at Vietnam Satellite Center, and also with Anton Gustav, Thibault Lebec, and Benoit Tabon, another PhD student of Sivin Kaprit. I'm working on the power shock chemistry in the interstellar medium, and today I would like to talk about something I have done so far in my thesis. So the first thing I would say, a lot of powerful presentation about power shock was done by Van Mark or Nikos, our own presentation before today. And I just tell you a little bit about that. The shock is very common physical behavior when the object has speed higher than speed of sound in the local medium, and the strong of the shock depends on how fast the object is and depend on the angle and phi here. And in the objective of my thesis, back the Bostol set of chemistry in the bow shock model, and after that the mark with the observation. So here I show some picture I like a lot. The first one from the jet from the Pira gas dust in the star formation region with the jet here. We have the shock here are the same with that one. And second one is about the runaway star. Here we have the runaway star with the height a bit higher than the local south speed, so we have some kind of shock like this. So very beautiful, but some is so less beautiful than that. And we can sketch the shock like this. Some people talk about that. We have the ambient shock, we have the wind shock, and then we have the two shock in the, and right now we absent that. The thickness here very small, and they don't interact each other at the moment. And as starting of my thesis, I'm working on the ambient shock first, and I will talk about the shock classification, the distribution of shock velocity, column density, attenuation, and excitation diagram of the ambient shock. And the first thing, we parameterize the character of the shock. We would like to make the 3D model, and we have the ambient flow here with the terminal velocity zero here. We have, and here the 3D model is made by the several 1D model UBEP perpendicular velocity along the shock surface and along the circle here. And also we have to take care of the morphology of the magnetic field with two angles. And for the shock classification, actually, for the 1D model shock, the two parameters play a role in that. It's the perpendicular velocity or 1D shock velocity and the parallel component of the magnetic field. And from that, and depends on the value of the Vmax, depends on the shock speed, the sound, and the V and the unwind speed, with the formula here, the depend on the strong of the magnetic field, we have some kind of shock. When 1D shock velocity higher than that value, we have the J shock, representing here the temperature of the J shock. And when that value is smaller than magnetic speed, we have the C shock, or continuous shock, and that's the one symbol of the C shock. And for the young age shock, we have the combination between those we call CJ shock. And here we can see clearly the difference between C and J shock. Here we have the C shock with the natural fluid and charged fluid are different because that's the magnetic field. And after that, in the J shock, they have the same speed. And the 1D model is very well defined by our model, the model we call the Paris-Durham by David Flower and Benoît de Forest 2015. And it was improved a lot by Pierre Lesaf. And to do the 3D model from the 1D, we have the first thing we should do, that is how the 1D velocity distribute along the shock surface, we call the PDF. And And right now, we can able to calculate the PDF for with the shape of the shock given as the parameters. And I would like to show here one example about the distribution of 1D velocity shock in the case of para shape and cubic shape. And here we can see the one thing different here, we have the spy here, like a delta function, because for the cubic shape at the x, it's the more flatter than the para, so we have the something like the pi spy here. So from the dust distribution, we can able to calculate the total number of molecules. Here one symbol for the molecule hydrogen in excitation 1, 0, S5. It means the rotation, the vibration from 1 to 0 and the rotation from 3 to 1. And here one thing we can say that in the solid line represent for CJ shock, the dashed line represents to the C shock. And we can see from when the terminal velocity from 5 to 15 kilometers per second, last mean the less strong shock, the total number of molecules increase. But after that value is like the constant. And the second thing we would like to say that for the C are in the young age shock, for example here, the C and CJ are totally different. But for the older shock, like 10 about 4 years or 10 about 5 years, they are the same. The second thing is the emission shape of the molecule hydrogen. That is not the new idea. That's a very old idea from the Smith, 1991. With a very simple, now we're able to reconstruct again the model. And here, we can, on the left-hand side, that are different between the light shape of H2 in the observer frame with different age of the shock. And we can see here, for the young age shock, we have strong emission of the H2. But for the more stationary shock, the long age shock, we have the less strong than the young one. And on the right-hand side, that the different option light shape in different inclination angle respect to the observer. And one thing so very important, that is the excitation diagram. And that's the represent for the number of the excitation level against their energy. And here, I just plot one example when the shock age of 10 about 4 years, and with several the terminal velocity here. So when the shock is less strong, less than 25 kilometers per second, we can see that they are so different. But when the shock is more stronger, less than about 30, 40, or 25 kilometers per second above, they don't change a lot. But right now, some observers still using 1D model to fix the data. And we would like to figure out how accuracy they got from the using 1D model to fit with the 3D. And here, and the dashed line is the actual values. And the dot line here, when we fit 1D model with the 3D model, and we can see here when the terminal velocity is smaller than 20 kilometers per second, again, they look like the fitting is good and they are the same. But after 25 kilometers per second, the estimation total wrong. We have the plateau here. And after that, we go a little bit further to see what happened when we fixed 1D and 3D model with different initial density. For here, when the 1D model shock with the 10.4 initial density with the 3D model about 10.100, so we can see the behavior, the less accuracy than before. And after we use the 3D model with 10.04 and 1D model 10.02, and the estimation look like the best in here. So again, the warning for observer that when you fix, we try to take care of that behavior. And as I mentioned before, the shock classification of the shock strongly depend on the magnetic field. And here I want to say a word about the orientation of the magnetic field. Actually, the parallel component of the magnetic field follow that formula with angle alpha here and the inclination, the angle of the morphology of the magnetic field. And each trend in two directions. The first trend follow the surface of the shock, like here. And the second one is trend along the surface here. And this trend does behavior, so complexity. And in the second step of my thesis, I would like to study the wind shock of burst before to get the initial condition for that shock, I have to try again to reproduce the wind model of the from stellar wind. So we assume that the stellar wind contains two components, the dust component and the gas component, and those components follow that formula of mass conservation, momentum, and energy conservation. And the one, and that's the gravitational force, and that's the rack force, and the beta, the ratio between the radius of force to the gravitational force on the dust, on the one dust particle. And that value of beta depends on the one thing here, sigma, that cross section of dust particle, at one of the problem of my. And to apply the wind, we have the threshold here, the beta high should be higher than ratio between the dust density and gas density over dust density. And to calculate that value of beta, right now I use the theory of me with a very very basic axiom that the dust particle is spherical with the incident radiation the parallel like this. And the beta is the function of the ratio QRP, that's the radiation pressure efficiency divided by the radius of the dust grain. And actually, right now, I don't know what's the exact form of the dust in the wind. So I try several forms of the dust, the amorphous silicate, astronomical silicate, modified astrosilicate, graphite, and graphite carbide. And here we can see the component, the real part of the dielectric and the imaginary part of the electric of all forms of the dust grain. And so I put all inside the meteory and I got something like this. The first thing, the mean, the average of the pressure efficient, we can say that for the dust grain with the radius higher than 0.1 micron, that's constant. And the same with the point below than 10^3 micron. And here that I got the point divided by the radius and put inside the formula. I got the behavior of beta here, and this well agree with the Artimovic work before. So from that we can properly choose the radius of the dust grain, and after that choose the corresponding the beta here. And we test our model with the IRC start with the configuration here, the mass about 0.8 solar mass, a mass loss rate about 2×10⁻⁵, luminosity 10^4, and effective temperature 1600. And here we show the velocity of the gas and the velocity of the dust. We can the grief velocity here, and that profile the temperature. And after that, we boot the chemical network in the model. And we got abundance of the some interesting molecular here. And that well agree with the model of the MAMO long time ago, 1987. Our result and his result are the same. And we after that we got a little bit confidence about our work, and after that we test with the other IGB star named RSTNC with the configuration and the mass about 1.6, the mass of sun luminosity about 5,000 luminosity, stellar luminosity, and the effective temperature about 3,000 Kelvin. And we calculate the velocity profile of the gas and compare with the framework of the Hoy present here. And she is the observer, and she fixed his observer with the power law here, but we don't know why. And after that, in our model, that about the something like this. So, I mean, we have to sit together to talk about this. And finally, I would like to conclude by saying something about the upcoming work of mine. From that, now we can able to map in the CO emission from the stellar wind. And after that, when we got the initial condition for the shock, the stellar wind can interact with the interstellar medium, and we have the shock here. And the final state of my thesis, that's everything, the ambient shock and the wind shock, we mix together. And that's all for my presentation. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Han. Is there any comment?
It's only a question. To which ERC star were you referring in this last but one result? Yeah. Or the one before? Yeah. What is the ERC star?
Actually, IGB star, that's the name of the star, IGC plus 21026, the name of the star.
10 to 16?
Yeah.
But you see a lot of water. So it's oxygen rich.
Yeah.
So it can't be. ERC 10 to 16 is a carbon rich star.
Oh. And on the configuration here, I get the information from the Mammon.
These parameters indeed are similar to the one of Sivileo, but Sivileo is a carbon rich star.
Yeah, I have just a small question about this case. Do you treat dust formation in the model or just to put it by hand, the dust to gas ratio? Do you treat or do you model the dust formation directly in the model?
No, I don't treat anymore. I just the model we have. How to say?
So what is the dust to gas ratio in this case?
The dust gas ratio? 100.